Well, Colin, first of all, delighted you could join us. Looking ahead to the weekend, big year this one for Derry down in Division 4.
It is. It's massive. I suppose nobody really thought that Derry could be relegated out of Division 3, and we were all proved very, very wrong last year. So it's a case now that Derry must get back up in the first attempt. There's probably no time for building down there. So it's a case of getting up and in Antrim this week away from home. Stiff competition. It'll be a championship match for Antrim. Pretty much it'll be a championship match for Derry as well. But they have to win it, and if they don't win it, it doesn't do well. And in that league, the harder games are probably backloaded towards the end, and Derry would really want to be looking maybe 2-3 games straight away with a win.
Yeah, because you're playing. Obviously, you're up against London, Wicklow, Leitrim, Wexford, Antrim, Waterford, and Limerick. That's the opposition. Fortunate, I suppose, or not fortunate, but lucky that you have four games at home.
Well, you see, that's it, and it starts well and it's back loaded. But you know, Derry going to Limerick later on in the league, needing a win, you know, in place will be very, very difficult for them. And I think starting this weekend, you know, it's going to be a young, hungry Antrim team. And there's no room for complacency, there's no room for error. It's a must-win game, as is pretty much everyone in that division. And Derry have had a decent McKenna Cup, you know, after taking a heavy enough defeat to Tyrone, you know, they regrouped, and in the semi-final, you know, they had a really good performance against Tyrone. So the McKenna Cup's been very good for them this year. So they're going in a good position. You know, Kieran McFaul's back playing well, and, you know, they lost Ryan Bell, who had been playing well, which is disappointing, but... You know, they have the look of a settled team, having all the Slocknail players back from the start. That's a big bonus for them.
Yeah. And tell me, that they've lost a couple of senior players as well, opting out and travelling and one thing and another.
Yeah, and look, and you can't underestimate the miss that Mark Lynch will be around the place. You know, he's been a mainstay for more than a decade. So it'll be very difficult to replace. But change comes, and, you know, and Kieran McFaul and Emmett Bradley, you know, Chrissy McKeague, you know, they have players there that in the last couple of years have stepped up, and they're going to need them players this year through the league, because they do lack a wee bit of experience down the middle. And Division 4, you know, will be a very physical league, and, you know, they're going to have to stand up and match that, and if they do, they're in a wild chance, but there's no places to shirk down there.
And talk to me about the squad in general and maybe some of the new faces.
Yeah, well, look, Kilcannon seemed to have been one of the big finds. You know, he's been a fine minor and an under-20 player, and, you know, he's had a couple of really good McKenna Cup games, and he's one player for me that I think really can step up. And if they can get players like him through, you know, it's a big bonus. Obviously, we have lost players in the last number of years, and they're really going to need to look to young players like Kilcannon to step in and be very good very quick.
Yeah, and in terms Sunday's game, as you say, it's a big game, but it's one Derry would win 9 times out of 10, isn't it?
Well, it's one they would expect to win 9 times out of 10, but the fact that it's an away game, it's the first game of the league, Derry will be edgy because they know they can't really afford any slip-ups, and that gives it a leveller. You know, the weather, you know, can be unkind. You know, Corrigan Park's a very difficult place to go. It's not your standard county grounds by any stretch at the moment, so it just makes it a wee bit more even in terms of Antrim, and, you know, on an Antrim team where they have good young players coming through as well, and McBride, and, you know, there's a clutch player from Landerg now that have really stepped up. So, you know, I don't think Derry's going to be very competitive in that. I think Derry know the work they have to do, and I think they'll approach it in a way that'll allow them just to get a win there, and they'll be happy coming out of Corrigan Park with any sort of win. Mm-hmm.
And it'd be important to get off to a good start as well. A win, you know, if you got off to a win on Sunday, you could want to win every game. Lose and you're under pressure straight away.
Absolutely, absolutely. A win on Sunday, you know, Derry have the first three games that, when you're looking at the league fixtures, you know, I would be expecting 3 Derry wins. But if anything goes wrong there, puts pressure on the next game.
And really, you can't afford to slip up, because those leagues tend to be quite tight, because every team in it has the one goal and one objective of winning promotion.
Yeah, and like in Division 3 and Division 4 over the last couple of years, very few teams ever went unbeaten through it, because, as you say, most teams can beat each other right through the league. And if you lose one game, you know, it's going to be very difficult. If you lose two, the chances are, you know, you're not going to qualify. And Derry need that qualification, because drawing Tyrone in the first round of the championship, getting promotion and going on a run, you know, that'll be massive.
Has Damien everybody that he wants?
Yeah, look, everybody that was there, I think, is committed pretty much like last year. You know, there'll still be one or two players that may come in through the season, but at the stage, you know, is Gareth McInnes back, who didn't play last year because travelling in America. You know, that's a massive boost. Like, Gareth, a club mate of mine in Ballinderry, and potentially could be one of the best players in the county, you know, has been playing the last couple of years for Jordanstown and Sigerson and won All-Stars at the colleges level, and, you know, it just shows how good he is. But Derry need the likes of Gareth McInnes now to step it on into the county stage, because, you know, he has missed a couple of years with travelling. So, and he's at an age now where he's 24. He's at the perfect age to step up and has had a good Sigerson campaign to date. And I think if Derry are to beat Antrim on Sunday, Gareth McInnes probably playing centre-half-back, driving it from there. Mm-hmm. You know, he's as good as anything in Ulster at that level.
And tell me, who do you see as the big threats to Antrim apart and the local Derby element of it and everything?
Yeah, well, looking at the league, the way that it's failing for the likes of Limerick, you know, Limerick with a good team, and, you know, they were unlucky enough last year at different stages, and I think they could have a big bearing on it. But again, I think probably it's Derry's to lose if they can get things together. And then you could pick one from two or three other teams that could be pushing right up there. But if Antrim were to beat Derry, they would really fancy, because Antrim had a really good league campaign, and outside of, you know, Carlow last year, Antrim looked home and hosed after three games where they're unbeaten.
So you'll be apprehensive heading to Corrigan Park on Sunday?
Yeah, definitely looking for a win, hopeful for a win, but aware of the booby trap, and wouldn't be shocked if something happened and you have a slip up, but I still would expect Derry to win the 3-4 points.